Brass's English Course, Book 9, Lesson 2.
Repeat. She's been begging for a car since her 18th birthday. She's been begging for a car since she turned 18. She's been saving for a car since she got a promotion. She's been spending like crazy since she won the lottery. She's been working at odd jobs for the last 2 years. She's been putting the wedding off for a long time. She's been ordering new merchandise for months. Listen, I had put off buying my father a present, but with his birthday just around the corner, I had to come up with a gift. I don't care much for shopping, but the thought of not giving him anything at all was out of the question. As I pulled into the mall, I kept going over his likes and dislikes in my mind. What a dilemma! I knew that he was into electrical gadgets, so I settled on buying him something along those lines. After putting up with a number of mixed-up salespeople, I finally got to the correct counter. An interesting little gadget caught my eye, and I decided to try it out. Just by pulling out an antenna and by pushing some buttons, many household chores could be taken care of automatically. Of course, it had to be plugged in and turned on first. The salesperson said my father would be able to switch on and switch off a radio or TV, as well as tune in his favorite station or channel. He could also turn on and off lights throughout the house from his easy chair. The salesperson kept going on about how this product was built to last and how I could come back for a refund if any problems came up. He was dying to sell it, but I wanted to test it out before making up my mind. I turned it on and its lights glimmered for a few seconds and then went out. I let out a groan because I was feeling really fed up and upset, but I didn't want to lose my head and give the salesperson a hard time just because he was trying to sell me a good-for-nothing gadget. As I was pulling out of the mall, I realized that I was still empty-handed and would once again have to think over what to get my dad for his birthday. Now repeat. I had put off buying my father a present, but with his birthday just around the corner, I had to come up with a gift. I don't care much for shopping, but the thought of not giving him anything at all was out of the question. As I pulled into the mall, I kept going over his likes and dislikes in my mind. What a dilemma! I knew that he was into electrical gadgets, so I settled on buying him something along those lines. After putting up with a number of mixed-up salespeople, I finally got to the correct counter. An interesting little gadget caught my eye, and I decided to try it out. Just by pulling out an antenna and by pushing some buttons, many household chores could be taken care of automatically. Of course, it had to be plugged in and turned on first. The salesperson said my father would be able to switch on and switch off a radio or TV, as well as tune in his favorite station or channel. He could also turn on and off lights throughout the house from his easy chair. The salesperson kept going on about how this product was built to last and how I could come back for a refund if any problems came up. He was dying to sell it, but I wanted to test it out before making up my mind. I turned it on and its lights glimmered for a few seconds and then went out. I let out a groan because I was feeling really fed up and upset. But I didn't want to lose my head and give the salesperson a hard time, just because he was trying to sell me a good-for-nothing gadget. As I was pulling out of the mall, I realized that I was still empty-handed and would once again have to think over what to get my dad for his birthday. Synonyms: repeat. Around the corner.
Soon.
At all.
Absolutely.
To be dying to.
To want to very much.
To be fed up.
To be tired of. To be out of patience with.
To be good for nothing.
To be useless.
To be into.
To be interested in.
To be out of the question.
Not to be considered. To be impossible.
To blow up.
To explode.
To care for.
To like.
To catch someone's eye.
To attract someone's attention.
To come back.
To return.
To come up.
To happen.
To come up with.
To think of.
Empty-handed.
Having or bringing nothing.
To get to.
To arrive at.
To give someone a hard time.
To cause trouble. To annoy.
To go on.
To continue.
To go out.
To extinguish.
To go over.
To review.
To last.
To endure. To let out.
To emit, to make noises.
To lose one's head.
To get extremely angry.
To make up one's mind.
To decide.
To mix up.
To confuse.
To plug in.
To connect electrically.
To pull into.
To drive into, to arrive in a vehicle.
To pull out.
To extract, to leave in a vehicle.
To put off.
To postpone.
To put up with.
To be patient with, to tolerate.
To settle on.
To choose, to decide.
To take care of.
To accomplish, to do.
To test something out.
To see if something functions.
To think over.
To consider.
To try something out.
To see if something functions.
To tune in.
To select a radio or TV station.
To switch something on.
To start electrically, to turn on.
To switch something off.
To stop electrically, to turn off.
Upset.
Disturbed, annoyed, angry.
Repeat. I'm not bothered by crowded stores. I'm not bothered by moody people. I'm not bothered by snobbish people. I'm not bothered by crowded beaches. I can't put up with nosy people. I can't put up with noisy kids. I can't put up with nasty kids. I can't put up with selfish kids. I can't stand self-centered men. I can't stand conceited women. I can't stand snobbish people. I can't stand narrow-minded people. I abhor stingy people. I abhor bossy people. I abhor fussy people. I loathe rude people.
This is the end of lesson 2.